Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopers! Welcome back to another edition, another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. Hey, this is a hoop-ball.com presentation. As always, you can find all of our work in the motherboard of content over at hoop-ball.com, hoop-ball.com. We got some folks not wanting to give that domain up, that hoopball.com domain. While we work on that, you come on over and check out the website, check the free content out, all the playoff journals that Brew is doing. Make sure to join us on the Wager Pass if you see fit, if it's something that you want. $9.99 a month, so less than 33 cents a day is going to get you a ridiculous amount of plays from our professionals, myself, yours truly included. I literally just uploaded 10 plays for tonight on the baseball slate, just myself alone. We have three plays from Brew in the NBA playoffs tonight. We've got plays from Blake. We're going to have plays all over the place. So the amount of picks and the amount of insight you get and the Discord banter and all that, the amount that you get for $9.99 a month is absolutely valuable. It's value-based. It is ridiculous. 33 cents a day, you get to join the family. So like I said, make sure to check us out, join the family. We'd love to have you. Also, you're going to hear me talk about it, but I love to highlight at the beginning of the show our two main sponsors, Manscaped and MyBookie. Those promo code reads will be in the middle. Brand new products for Manscaped out right now that are phenomenal. MyBookie just continuing to their list of services that they render. They just uploaded some new content and new user interface tools. Really, really neat. And then, of course, Tally Site. It is going to be a day where I pick some Tally Site plays here on the show. I am currently last in MLB standings, which is just not good. I've got to make sure to, well, I'm going to be transparent with y'all, but I got to get my butt in gear, and that's for dang sure. The picks and the plays for tonight, you know, are going to be very, very, very important. And I've got to get my head off of my shoulders, if you know what I mean. And with that, we will talk baseball first and primarily. I mean, we got some games starting early. We'll sprinkle in some some NBA and a couple of other things. I mean, there's a couple other things to talk about. Today's going to be a really pretty quick show. I'm going to try not to rant as much as I normally do. Y'all know how it goes. If you're a new listener, hey, you'll find out shortly, and welcome in. We'd love to have you
in. All new ears and eyes welcome. It just shows that we are growing, and it's something to be very grateful for. So really appreciate it. Rankings on Tally site are being dominated by my peers while I sputter. We got Blake and Doug both in the top five on Moneyline Expert Plays on Tally site. So HoopBall being represented, our organization's up there towards the top, and our guys are just giving us some fuel right now, and it's great. It is wonderful. It's wonderful. As of right now, there's a current two games going on in the majors on the diamond right now, and Baltimore, Minnesota in the bottom of the sixth, 1-0, Baltimore winning. You know, I went over 9 in this one, thinking that Pineda was going to struggle just like Berrios did yesterday. I thought Baltimore was going to do a lot more than what they were going to do today. And then I thought their starting pitcher was going to offer up. You know, I thought Minnesota's bats were going to get going tonight or today. But as we can see, well, ow. As I say that, they just hit it. Miguel Sano hits a 3-run dinger. All right. So getting some runs there. Got some innings left. Hopefully we can get to that 9. Hoping for at least a push here. St. Louis, Chicago White Sox, bottom of the third, 2-1, no out. John Gant's pitching, Nick Madrigal at bat currently. The White Sox losing 1-0, cards are up. This one I took under 8.5. Gant's a phenomenal pitcher, and then Rodon was being thrown out there on the mound for the White Sox, their ace this year, if I, you know, I want to just say that, which I do. So some good pitching. Gant in a little bit of a jam right now, hoping that under 8.5 can stay. 3:07 p.m. Central, we got Dane Dunning and Griffin Canning. Dunning, Canning, sounds like a law firm. And, you know, I'm excited to bet on this game. Both these guys combined allow about an 8.5 to 9 earned runs per start. So what I'm looking at is the over. You know, overs and Angels games have been such easy money for me. And it's just, you know, I'm trying to you can't say it's an instant lock or it's whatever. But the way I'm looking at it, the Angels just have this terrible bullpen. And they – on the season are 28-19 to the over. So hitting 60% to the in favor of the over as a team this year. Now they score runs, but they also allow a ton. So over 9 in Texas and Los Angeles, Anaheim starts at 3:07. So we're going to try to get this podcast out to you quickly enough. There might be a little overlay, but you know, if you are a part of premium, you've already seen my play, my plays, so you're gonna be able to get a gun jump. That's a term, right? A gun jump. You're gonna get a gun jump instead of jump on the gun.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From one over to the next, I'm rolling Cincinnati, Washington with Mr. Hoffman, the righty, 4.31 ERA, and Joe Ross, 5.72 ERA, also a righty. The Reds hit righties really, really well. Over 9.5 is where I'm playing this. I got over 9.5. It's now at 10 currently in the market. Over 4.5 for Cincinnati's team total, -109 currently. I like that. Just because the success that these guys are able to have against right-handed pitching, I think that it's going to be, just offense galore in this matchup. And I really hate betting the Washington Nationals. I hate betting games that they're playing in, but, you know, someone's got to do it. And, I'll take the – I'll take it here. The matchup, though, is a really interesting one. So I'm excited to see these bats. You know, you got guys like Juan Soto and Trey Turner that can just single-handedly carry the Nationals offense. So I'm looking for these bats to collectively come together and have a kumbaya smash town time. Toronto, New York, let's go under 9.5. I'm going to rapid fire through some of these, A, because I had a really awesome green tea and I'm a little jacked up. And I just want to get these out because I want to get your guys' ears and gals. I want to get you all y'all's ears on this before the game start, if possible. Well, I mean, it's very possible for the evening game, but you catch what I'm smelling, right? You see what I'm stepping in? Toronto, New York, they got this – Toronto's got Alek Manoah, a righty, rookie, making his debut. So unfamiliarity there for the Yankees bats who have been a little quiet lately. Giancarlo Stanton, injured, questionable to play. If he does, he won't be 100%. Domingo Germán, he's been putting together some solid starts lately. We got rain in the forecast. We got 10-mile-per-hour wind across the field blowing. And the Yankees and the Blue Jays combined this year, and I think this is their third series they've played, so this is the eighth game in total for the season. Fact check me, please. I looked it up earlier. I could be spitting wrong numbers. But there's only been one over between these two teams all year. Only one over. The first three games they played was the first three games of the season. And all three of those games went under. Now, those were the first three games of the season. Disclaimer, you know, take with that what you will. But I think it's just based off of how these managers play each other. It's a divisional opponent. Things are a little more tighter. Small ball's a little more in play. So look for that to kind of continue here. I don't think these teams are concerned about putting up a crap ton of runs against each other when they play. These teams know it's going to be close down the race, so they're looking at, I mean, this is pretty much playoff baseball right here, the way they play with the pitching, the bullpens, the hitting, the, you know, small ball. So I think that makes a whole lot of sense. I've tried to bet the over on these two teams a couple of times, and it's not worked. Last night was one of them. Thankfully, we had the over team total for Toronto also. So it lessens some of the loss there, some of the blow. But, I mean – the major downtick for the Yankees, I mean, they have three guys hitting under the Mendoza line against righties. And I just think that pitching is going to be a little surprising tonight. I think you're going to see a couple pitching matchups that surprise you, surprise the batters, the managers. I think we're going to see some baffling, behaviors tonight. Atlanta, Boston. Okay, this one is almost a throwout, and I don't really want to talk about it, but Drew Smyly's pitching. I'm always looking to go against Drew Smyly. He's so easy. to get runs on. I'm looking at Boston's team total of 5.5. I'm going over there. I'm also going to take Boston minus 115. Now, it's at minus 140 now. I took this last night. I should have put it in the wager pass early. There's no way I can include it with the movement that there's been. I don't want to look like one of those guys that, you know, is creating his own number. But I kid you not, you know, I can show you my minus 115 lock-in on Tally site and on the Action Network. So to give you a valid bet on this game, I will say look at Boston's over 5.5. It's at minus 105, so we're getting just that nickel of juice. So it's a good way to roll, in my opinion. Going to talk a game that starts here in about 30 minutes. Less opinionated on this one, but I do want to brush over it. Seattle, Oakland, I think over 8.5 has a good look. We got two younger guys making pitches, making starts today. Both righties. Oakland does hit better against righties than they do lefties. So I might look at a Oakland team total over, and I know this is going to be a heavily overlaid game. So we won't spend too much time on this one. Just look for some offense in this game. Last night, that it was a defensive struggle, defensive grind. So look for the bats to waken up tonight or today. Oakland against a right-handed pitcher, always a little bit better. Phillies, Marlins, Nick Neider, 6.75 ERA, making a start for the Marlins, and that's going to be rough for them. Going to be really rough. I like the fact that Philly hits really good against righties. I like the fact that their team total is over under 3.5 right now. Now, we got minus 140 juice on it. Don't get me wrong. Like, there is some juice, but over 3.5 is a good number. Rhys Hoskins starting to pop again. Bohm needs to get some base hits going. He's been more disciplined at the plate. But, you know, we're getting guys back in like Didi Gregorius.
Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn. Like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof, so that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the wager pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, mybookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you, and then we as a family get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us, because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. That's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. Hoopball's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting. So long story short, I just really do not trust Neidert. Don't trust him. Philly looking at that team total. If Philly loses this bet for me tonight, and if I make this poor play, Philly's completely off my list. I will not touch any aspect of a game that they're in. They're right there on the fence right now for me. So I'm looking to go ahead and just nip it in the bud there if it happens. So I'm going to rapid fire these next three games because I don't have a huge opinion on them. Then I'm going to wrap up MLB with what I do have strong opinions on. Then we'll transition to NBA. I'll throw you a couple albums that you should probably check out. And we'll finish up this amazing show. I'm having some fun so far, guys. That green tea, I think, is really, really helping your brother out here. Colorado, New York, Mets. I don't like betting on either of these teams. The Mets, I just have no interest in them whatsoever. They've just kind of shat down their leg this whole season. San Diego, Milwaukee. I'm not touching it. Chris Paddock, he could probably have 12 strikeouts tonight. He's not a strikeout pitcher, but Milwaukee is just playing so bad offensively right now. Dodgers, Houston. Not a... but more of just a Trevor Bowers pitching, and, you know, it's just a weird toss-up. So I'm not looking to get too involved on that game. Now, rapidly, I'm going to finish up the last three games that I do have opinions on. Cleveland and Detroit. I'm going to be looking at Detroit as an underdog in this spot. I like them up against this young Tristan McKenzie kid. He's been having some issues with his 6.89 ERA. Jose Urena has actually been a stabilizing force for the Tigers. And then I'm also going to have a play on the total. I'm not going to tell you which way because it's going to be in the wager pass. So if you want to know what my total play is on this game, go find out in the wager pass. But I did just give you one of my other wager pass plays for free right there in the Tigers underdog play. Kansas City, Tampa Bay. We're going to have three plays on this one. Like I said, I got ground to make up on my Red Sox and Royals picks, so we're going with three right here. Tampa Bay minus a half run, first five. It's minus 135 juice. I get it. A dime and a quarter. Over 4.5 at plus 105 to diminish some of that juice. Love the team total for Tampa Bay. They're going against Mike Minor, who is struggling this year, and his peripherals are just as bad, if not, I mean, they are worse in more categories than not compared to his almost 6 ERA. He has a winning record somehow. I don't get it. But Tampa Bay mashes lefties. G-Man Choi hits 400, so look for him to have a good night tonight. Over 7 on the total. Glasnow's pitching, yeah, but he's given up a couple of runs early in his starts recently. And I think that on top of Tampa Bay hitting their team total by getting 5 or 6 runs, I think that the Royals can chip in a couple. So I'm looking at like a 6-2 game, 5-2, 5-3, hopefully, you know, something like that. San Francisco, Arizona. San Francisco saved our behinds last night in the wager pass. I had that plus 200 parlay. So it was San Fran minus 170 and then under the total of 9. And I'll tell you what, the straight up picks and wager pass went 5-8 last night. So I went minus 3 units on my straight up picks, but then I threw the 2-leg parlay in there, 2.5 units to win 5 units. Ended up having a positive night. Thank goodness for that parlay. And it came in some serious, serious danger in the like third or fourth inning. Evan Longoria hit a three-run bomb, I think it was. I think he hit a grand slam maybe. But the Giants were up 7-0 within the fourth inning, I think. So it was a long sweat, a very long sweat. I thought it was dead. So tonight, Cueto, Merrill Kelly. Merrill Kelly gives up a lot of runs. We went under the total last night, and I'm actually going to flip it, put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it, as the great wise Missy Elliott would once say. And I'm going to go ahead and roll right back with over 9, and I'm going to take San Francisco minus 125 in regards to winning outright. So those are two plays on this game that I really like, and that's going to actually wrap up the MLB for me. That was the last play I had to talk about. NBA tonight, rapid fire here real quick. I'm going to tell you what I like, what I'm looking at. Our team has some good plays tonight. Philly, I believe, covers the spread. I'm going to look at New York to win outright. I think they even the series out. There's no way they lose two at home to start this series. I mean, there is a way, but Nerlens Noel's questionable, so I am a little worried about that. Knicks minus 135, Knicks minus 2, I think they cover. And then I would also like to take a peek at Memphis getting some points. Memphis plus 9.5 is a good spot for me. And then over 219. Look, they're getting Donovan Mitchell back, the Jazz are. So he's going to be able to help them out offensively. Memphis has a lot of guys that can contribute. And then Utah also has some guys, you know, Jordan Clarkson, the sixth man of the year, that can contribute. So look for those things to kind of come in play for us tonight in the NBA. As you know, my wheelhouse is MLB. I got some ranking improvements to do on Tally Site, and I got some soul searching to do, and I got some wins to be had. And, we got some work to do. Well, I say we, but me, I have some work to do for y'all, and I'm looking forward to doing that work. So we are going to have a fun night tonight. We're going to have a profitable night, and we're going to go ahead and send this show out of here so I can go ahead and get you guys some information on games that are going to be starting soon. And we're going to have a bunch of baseball to keep our eyes on tonight, and it's going to be really, really fun. I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to more playoff hockey, and I think tomorrow we will touch upon some college baseball. I know I've been teasing it, and I'm not sure if there's much interest as far as listeners, but I at least want to touch up on what's going on in some of the conference tournaments. So look for that, and let's just have a great night. Let's have a great day, y'all. You know, if you put a positive thought in your head, I guarantee that something positive can happen. So let's just do that. Let's be wonderful to each other. Let's be safe. You know, we all affect each other, good, bad, or indifferent. So let's might as well just spread some good love, good vibes, good energies. I feel like Bill Walton right here, but I think it's the green tea. I'm not sure what's going on. So I think I need to go ahead and just wrap this show up, guys. Don't forget 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. Please leave an assortment of words, screenshot it, send it over to us. You can send it to me personally at DALE007 on Twitter. Send it to Papa Dan at Dan Bespris. You can send it to the team at hoop-ball.com email. We want to see those reviews come in. We've been seeing a good amount. Love the kind words. Fluffs my head a little for me. But also, we're looking to give money away. The more we grow with these 5-star reviews and the more promo codes y'all use on my bookie for us, the more that we get to give. Giving is all that I want to do. So make sure to help me do that. Help me help you by helping me. Or whatever. You get it, you know. So, at Hoopball Gaming, the Twitter page. I've told you my personal handle. Go to hoop-ball.com, get signed up for a wager pass. It's about to be college football season, quicker than you know it. Last year, I finished at 53, 54%, I believe it was. This year, I'm gunning for 58%, so we need to have a strong season. I'm going to start looking at some team totals. All the spring games are wrapping up. So I like to see those rosters get set in stone before I start my handicapping. Let's have a day. Middle of the week, it's time to get jiggy with it. Speaking of, no. We'll save that on another podcast. I'm doing the outro tangent. All right, folks, I love you. We'll see you on the next one. Thank you for letting me talk into this microphone for you. And then thank you for the growth. I'm very grateful for it. And hey, Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.